Nyawis Kanakagwego, I'm thankful you're well. You're listening to Gino. If you're tuning in for the first time today, Gino is the Seneca word for music or song. I'm your host, Brett Mabee, and today's featured artist needs absolutely no introduction. I'm chatting with the legendary Keith Sekola, and this is the title track from his latest release, Portals. The title track of the legendary Keith Sekola's latest album, kicking off our listening on today's episode of Gino. Welcome. Glad to have you here. If you're just now tuning in, well, I do have the great good fortune of being joined on the line with my brother Keith. Buzu, Keith, how are you doing today?
I'm doing pretty good, everybody out there in Radio Land. Taking care of myself and being healthy, creating, taking care of family, and loving the ones I love, and loving more than that as well. So, miigwech.
We're here today to talk about Portals, but for the new listener out there, I figure we might as well do just a little bit of a brief introduction. I figure you're one of the most recognizable names in Native Americana. However, we want to welcome the new listener along as well, so I was wondering if you could tell people out there a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, my name is Keith Sekola. My Indian name is Masavi Wainini, and I'm from the Iron Range in northern Minnesota, so the Masavi Iron Range, it seems appropriate that I'd be called that name. And Masavi also means Bigfoot, and it's a spiritual name, a spiritual being. And to be kind of named after this was important. And this is where I'm from, is from northern Minnesota. I currently live in Arizona. So I combine the best of the two worlds of the wilderness of the northern lakes, and then the beauty of the southern desert, the southwestern desert, and so this is important, you know, this is who I am. And so my music has always been reflective of where I am in the environment I live in. And so from the earlier songs of Indian Cars to this new Avion Flute album, Portals, it's always been a reaction to the environment that we're in. That's the Anishinaabe cultural way, is to react within the tools we're given. And so both of these songs and this album is that reaction of this world of portals, the portals of crossing into interspecies communications and understanding ourselves through sounds of the earth, through sounds of pitch. You know, the pitches of portals, they always are intersections of more understanding.
Keith, do you feel like that's happening a little bit more right now with the constant change that's going on that we seem to find ourselves in the midst of? Do you think that it loosens those bands of reality, I guess, if you will, to make those portals a little bit more accessible?
Yeah, I think we are becoming witness trees. You know, like a long time ago, I remember I went out to the place where Crazy Horse was killed, and I went to that plaza, and I looked at these oldest trees, and I knew that these trees witnessed this. And I went to these trees for communication, and I felt like the last energies they felt from this great warrior of ours, of the Indian nations, Crazy Horse, was a release of love. And I think that's what we're seeing too, as we all become these witness trees in this day and era. You know, we're seeing it right before us, and we're seeing artists release things, and we're releasing love. And so I think that's what we're becoming, a witness tree.
Most definitely. What a monumental time to be alive. This is the time of prophecy. And, you know, I think it's necessary to, as an artist, to continue to give those words of encouragement as well. But you're doing it without words this time, I guess, with this album. Were you intentionally setting out to make an instrumental or?
Well, you know, like, to me, like, the flute has always been like an instrument, you know, like a communication. I call it a song catcher. You know, like for me, there's two parts of songwriting, and the first part of songwriting is song catching. You know, you got to catch that moment where you feel inspired, or something comes from you from someplace else where you say, hey, you get a feeling. I know artists do. I know songwriters do. You say, hey, that's a good idea to write a song about, or that's a good riff, or that's a good sound. And so all them places, that's where the source of many of these songs came from, song catching. And I used the flute as a song catcher. And then I'd go back and I'd say, well, what key is that? I would listen to a cricket and I'd say, hey, that cricket is in D minor. And so I do have a D minor flute. Or I would match them. I'd be out night and I'd say, them crickets are in a kind of a relative D minor key. So I'd take my flute outside and I'd play in their same key. These are the portals that I felt were creating. When I heard the waves of Gitche Gumee, I recorded them live. I went out and I actually sat by Lake Superior and with a microphone and I caught the waves. You know, I recorded them live. And then when I got back in the studio, I said, you know, them waves are slapping the key of F sharp minor. And I got an F sharp minor flute. And so I would play everything in there, and I'd create my ambiance with guitars. I'd create feedback and create sounds that would come in that key. And so pitch, portals is all about pitch. It's all about interspecies communications. It's about that pitch that is in the portal. You know, like okay, so we know that the waves of Gitche Gumee are slapping the key of F sharp minor. And you know, it was funny, I did a show with Mickey Hart of the Grateful Dead a few years back in Tucson, Arizona, and me and the keyboard player were working, and he said that NASA put a microphone in outer space and he recorded the Earth. And they said that the Earth was spinning in F sharp minor.
Oh, wow.
And I think it has something to do with the waves. They're splashing, you know, all the waves of the ocean are splashing in that at one time, creating this sound. And so I have little discoveries like that of pitches at the portal of intersections of interspecies communication between plants and animals, between the life in humans, between humans and birds, between humans and whales. I think these are important pitches.
Keith, I hope people are really paying attention today, because it is so much fun to dig into your toolkit a little bit. And this is worth its weight in gold, you know, with what you're sharing with the listeners right now. And we're talking cosmic sounds. We're talking portals and interspecies communication. And we're going to do some more of this when we come back from this first musical block. Coming at you before the show is up, I have Cocopelli Blues from the Native Americana. Keith's released back in 2006. Also have one from Blackbird, Cody Blackbird and Company. And in this block, Brent Thomas Dybo, and this one, it's the song we were just talking about, Turn It Up and Sing Along. Rather, play along in the key of F sharp minor with the waves of Gitche Gumee from Keith Sokola's Portals today on Gyno.
chance was so thin. Now I'm allowed to breathe. I will not go on waiting for so long for you to hear my voice. Love like a war zone, we're at a crossroads. Love finally made my choice. You're like a ticking, ticking time bomb. Anything could go wrong. Always changing like the sea. Need to be the center of attention. Acting so pretentious. Remember it was you and me.
Hi, this is Jace Martin, and you're listening to Gyno.
If you ever feel lonely, if you ever feel angry, running when you call me, you know I'm always here for you. If you need a little shelter from the wind and the rain, I'll love and protect you when your blue skies turn gray. I'll love and protect you. storms come rolling in. Afraid of thunder.
Thomas Dibo, Storms Come Rolling In, winding down that first block on our listening today. Welcome back. Your host, Brett Mabee, checking in with you. You're listening to Gyno. The legendary Keith Sekola is my musical guest today, and we're getting a little bit of a primer in cosmic musicology, if you will. Nobody better to be kicking off this first month of the new year with, and we're talking transformation, renewal, portal, being witness trees to these monumental events that are happening across the globe right now. And we're going to talk specifically a little bit more about the album Portals right now as we get into this break. Once again, thank you so much for spending a little bit of time with me today. We're talking about your latest album. It was a little bit of a break from your last full release. Now, of course, you've been releasing singles and you've been busy over the years, but what made you decide that it was time to put another full-length album out?
You know, I kind of did the musical album, and back in the early 2000s, I did an album called Homeland. And it was a documentary where I did the soundtrack and underscore for that. And so I had a lot of stuff that I worked on from that era. And even just the continuing healing process that we're all going through, it's kind of healing music for me. You know, it's about sounds, you know, it's about pitches. I think sounds have a lot to do with healing. There's this concept, Brent, called mother ease. You know, the psychologists, they identified, like, how come mothers, they talk a certain way to the children, you know, like, and even fathers, you know, hey, baby, how you doing? You know, they're all talking about pitch. Mm. They're changing their pitch. They're changing it to soothe. And so that's what I want a lot in this album, soothing sounds, father ease, mother ease, you know, sounds that babies can make them calm. You know, songs that we make calm ourselves, sounds of water, sounds of joy, you know, sounds of the wind, sounds of pine trees scraping on the sky. You know, those are the sounds that are the mother ease and the father ease to us. Sounds that give us that relaxation, help us heal and soothe ourselves. And so I think pitch is important at that mother ease, you know, like, why does a baby like that sound? Try it sometimes. Dogs love it too, you know, like if you say, hey, doggy, how you doing, doggy? His tail starts waggling, and most creatures do too. If you talk to people like that, it's a very manipulative way of making them calm and saying, hey, I'll help you, you know. And instead of kind of coming there with an angry pitch and yelling, say, hey, I need a little bit of help. And then so it's a good way of communicating with people. And then so I thought, rather than talk, I'll use my fluency in music.
The album clocks in at just under 40 minutes, and I found that it felt like it was only 10-15 minutes. You're absolutely right. It's very meditative. I found myself transported to a very calm state. And like I said, that kind of concept of time got a little bit blurry because I didn't realize that almost 3/4 of an hour had passed by the time I was done listening to it, you know?
And that's why I want to give this album to studios, to Kalani, to the practice yoga, people who meditate, you know, who heal and everything. And so, yeah, I'm glad you get it. And all them songs are for that reason too. Sounds and things from different eras. And I recorded different places, you know, like the sound of a creek in California is different than the sound of the, creeks near Ithaca, New York. Mm. And so different pitches, different versions.
I love it, Keith. And I'm glad that you brought up this idea of getting it out to various studios and whatnot. As we were getting caught up before we started the interview today, you did mention that you were going to gift one or two download codes for Gyno listeners. So thank you so much for that.
And yeah, we'll send out your five codes, Brent, after this. And then whoever wants one, you send one out to people. Let's get it out there.
Most definitely. So stay tuned to Facebook. Go give the Facebook Gyno with Brett Mabee page a like and a follow. And stay tuned for more instructions. And, of course, once again, thank you so much, Keith. This album is really spectacular. And I love that you're building on particular themes throughout. The next song that we're going to get into is one of the more, I don't know, generative tracks, I guess, if you will. I guess that's the right word that I'm looking for. I picked this one particularly for the nice way that it continues to unfold. And the song is Seeds. What was your inspiration on this?
Well, I think that, you know, like, seeds are the seeds of thought, you know, like the thoughts that we have in our head become the actions that we do with our body, you know, and so that link is so important to act upon our thoughts. You know, they say if you want to give a dream power, wake up. And so I think that's important. Instead of just talking about things, that we put them into action. Instead of talking about love, we love, you know, and instead of talking about music, we do. You know, we always do, and of course we're talking in retro right now, so we're talking about it. But when I get out, you know, I want music to be simply part of every day, and it can be. And like we talked earlier, like I just played a chord in the back bedroom where I'm staying, and my little grandson of 8 months comes crawling from 20 feet away. That, you know, that love of pitch and sound and things, you know, and everybody has the power of music. It isn't a corporate thing where only the Beatles had it or only Led Zeppelin or anything like that. It's in our music every day. We all have that power. And I want people to realize that. I want artists to realize that. For a long time, we asked as an artist, you know, let the creator be in my heart. But now it's a question of let me be in the heart of creation.
Wow.
And that's the way I see portals, as in the heart of creation.
Oh, Keith, I'm loving every minute of this conversation. I particularly like it when I feel just a little bit lighter as we're talking, and I'm certainly getting that sense today. We're going to get back into listening. Oh, what that reminds me, as a matter of fact, what are you listening to these days? Let's get a song that you want to hear on today, too.
This one song I got, I heard a long time ago, like from just a friend. Somebody sent me this song. We turned out to be a Native artist, and you'll give him his bio and everything. But this song called Four Corners by Sunburnt Stone.
I think that sounds like a great one to add to the block. So without further ado, we're going to get back into the listening. We have a little bit more catching up to do before we're officially done with today's episode. So keep it tuned in right here. Kicking off this block is Seeds from Keith Sokola's 2021 Portals. And you, my friend, are listening to Gyno.
Thank you. Thank you.